Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we talk about the political issues of the day that impact your life, and hopefully in a way that you can use them. Change your world by persuading a persuadable person. That's what we do here. On Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. If you send me an email, I'll do my best to read it on the air. And that brings me to, well, the topic for today, the main topic for today. There will be others, of course. We watch the news as it filters in. So yesterday, you know, I asked you this question. I've already asked the question, you know, what are you going to do if your employer, if you're a government worker and you work for the federal government, Joe Biden says, you got to be vaccinated. What will you do? But what will you do if you've been enjoying your liberty at the place you work that is a private employer, not a government employer, but a private employer? What will you do if your private employer says you must be vaccinated? Well, a variation of that happened yesterday, and one of our faithful listeners, Walt, sent me his story about that and how he responded. And I'm going to share that with you. This is worthy of you. Now, look, if you own your own business, well, that's one thing. But even if you do, what do you think the expectations are of your clients? You know, we have some great advertisers on this show. Freedom Heating and Air, Righteous Renovations, Pfeiffer Roofing, Pro Bioscience, Rebecca Donaldson, real estate broker. And you know, each of them have interactions with people. So as this scare comes around about the new Delta COVID variant, what are the expectations of your customers? If you're a business person, what are their expectations? Do they want your employees to show up with a mask on, or are they okay without it? Should you ask? Should your employees ask their preference in that? But what if you are working for someone and they say, no, you have to start wearing the mask again? Even though they said, hey, you don't have to worry about it. Well, that's the circumstance, not vaccination, but that's coming, friends. You know it's coming. This is no, the issues of wearing a mask and vaccination are in essence the same, because it is the ugly spirit behind it. It's the spirit of tyranny. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk a little bit about the thousands that attend the memorial service yesterday for the slain Clark County detective. Why it's so important, friends. Not just for our policemen and our firefighters, but for our soldiers. Those men and women that sign up to go to war for us. And they don't come home except in a coffin. Why it's so important for us to do this? Because it is. It is so important, friends. By the way, Kate Brown, there's a story about that today, secretly signed to that 17% business tax increase bill. And the BIPOC caucus calls out a school board. It's an OPB story. The BIPOC, this is the biracial caucus that moved the newly elected Newburgh school board officers moved to strike down local and statewide policies about supposed inclusion and racism. Members of the Oregon legislature's Black Indigenous People of Color Caucus released a statement Monday condemning the effort by the members of the Newburgh School District Board of Directors to reverse the Every Student Belongs Act, recently enacted state policy that passed with broad bipartisan support prohibiting the display of hate symbols in Oregon's schools. The bill's intention is to ensure that every... Now, remember, folks, this is the Oregon Public Broadcasting. Okay, they are left as left can get. So just understand everything they're saying here. It says, the story, that this bill's intention is to create an inclusive learning environment for Oregon's increasingly diverse student population. It bans the displays of swastikas, the Confederate flag, and nooses. The board recently at Newburgh swore in two recently elected members, Trevor DeHart and Renee Powell, and they voted to elect David Brown and Brian Shannon as chair and vice chair. And they started setting the agenda for the school district. That seems to reverse the course the board had been taking to adopt anti-racist policies. You see how they change the language in here? They had a contentious session on banning Black Lives Matter flags and gay pride flags in district, as well as repealing anti-racist policies, the writer of the story says, enacted by the board and the state legislature. So it just, the story goes on. This is how they will put pressure on our people. And this is why we have to support people at the local level. You do, every one of you who stand up, because we are standing up for we're standing up against reverse racism. And that's what this whole thing is, this whole movement of critical race theory. And the battle, folks, is right here. This is why we must stand up, because this story has all, it's almost all completely slanted to the left, because virtually every person quoted is a leftist legislator. This is why you need to know about it, why you need to be able to respond. This is why we talk about this. If we're going to stand up for what we believe, this is how we do it. And you must support them. It's critical. All right. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. So how do you respond if your employer comes to you and says, "Nah, you got to have the vaccine to work here now. No, you got to put a mask back on to work here now." So here's what Walt, we talked about this yesterday. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because many of you are being faced, you're facing the same thing. Doesn't matter where you work, government or private. You have a little more negotiating power with the private employer. And we talked about that yesterday, the fish wrap story. Why? Because it's hard to find good people to work. Now, Walt is one of these guys who introduced himself to me, one of our faithful listeners. Remember, we went out and we did the anti-mask protest at Winco, South Salem. He showed up, introduced himself to me. Because I was out there standing on Commercial Street with a sign with other people, like Rich, who had been over on the other side. Because there were a bunch of people supporting the idea of wearing a mask in Winco. Anyway, Walt came up, introduced himself. We've gotten to know each other. He's been a faithful, not only a faithful listener, but a, you know, a guy who writes regularly here, and I try to read his emails on the air, like I try to do with many of you, Avis and Dwight and Timothy, who, by the way, led that protest out there. Good on you, Timothy, at Winco. He's one of these guys who just has an enthusiasm for life. So here's what he writes. Good morning to you, friend. So you've been asking the question, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when your private employer tells you you have to wear a mask, that you have to get vaccinated? How ironic is it? This very scenario got played out in real life for me Tuesday morning, right on the heels of you making this statement during your show. Where I work for a mega-sized corporation delivery company, we have been mask-free for a few weeks. The energy in the building has been wonderful. It has been a much more pleasant atmosphere for everybody. I've been coming in early in the mornings and staying late into the evening hours for months now, trying to help serve customers, quote, we the people. Every day, putting forth the best effort I can give. Yesterday morning, from what felt like out of nowhere, I was approached by the person I report to. He was covering his face and carrying a box. I was confused. He pulled out a rag of shame, a mask, and told me I had to cover my face now when in the building. I told him I was not going to do this. He then explained that I had to cover my face or I could not work there. Note that it gets to about 110 degrees in this building during the day. I again refused and told him I was standing up for our beloved country. He then explained that I would have to leave and needed to fill out an employee statement form. So that is what I did. Attached, you will find what I wrote on the form. You're welcome to share it with your audience if you find it worthy of your valuable airtime. In parting, Jeff, if you know of any legal counsel who may be interested in assisting me, I would love to contact them, as I don't want to leave my job. However, my personal employment status pales in comparison to preserving the liberty of the United States of America and the glory of God. Together, we must rise. I will read you the statement. I'm not going to name the company, but I'm going to read you what he wrote, as this may be inspiring to you. And I'll try to find a way to put it on the show plan. That may be a little bit difficult to do, but I will certainly share it with you without the company's name, if you're interested. If you are being faced with the same thing, I'll share with you when we come back from the break what Walt said. Speaking of the heat and 110 degrees, it's going to be well in the mid-90s today. Freedom Heating and Air can really keep you cool. If you are having problems with your system, your air conditioning system, they can help you. Whether you're a commercial business or you are a just a regular homeowner, they can help you. It's freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. They pride themselves on great emergency services. They can get out to your home quickly, and they have great discounts for veterans and seniors. Do business with people who support this show and this radio station and who believe in freedom. Freedomheatingandair.net.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back. The number to call if you want to comment or tell me what you're going to do. Maybe you're experiencing the same thing Walt experienced yesterday, working for a very large delivery company. Having to be, well, the choice between standing up for liberty or not. Because that's kind of what it boils down to, isn't it? even if it means losing your job? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, I want to thank Avis for sending me the governor's mask statement. Not our governor's mask statement, but the governor of Florida's mask statement. This is interesting because it's directly in contradiction. And by the way, you know what? Florida is not experiencing a massive outbreak of COVID-19 Delta variant. How interesting. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So, Rebecca Donaldson, friends, she's a real estate broker here, a gold medal winning one. And she won the best of the Willamette Valley. She got voted in by people, customers that know her as the best of the Willamette Valley. Now, KSLM Radio did also as the best of the Willamette Valley, so we share that. There's a reason why that happened. And you know what? If you're thinking about selling your home or maybe buying a home, maybe you've just sold your home and you're looking around, you ought to call Rebecca Donaldson. Because you know what? You don't get voted best of the Willamette Valley because you're a mediocre real estate agent. You're somebody who really does it right. So why don't you give her a call? 503-269-0747. 269-0747. Or check her out online at rebeccasgothouses.com. Rebecca's with an S. Rebeccasgothouses.com. Rebecca Donaldson. So, and by the way, I'm also going to share with you from Jeff, one of our listeners, how you can respond. Now, this is really interesting. This is a note you give to your employer. Not that your employer gives. This is a form you ask your employer to fill out. This is interesting. This is sort of like turning the tables on somebody's heads here. It's a really good thing. Here's what Walt wrote back to this company. He says, I really enjoy working with blank. I enjoy the coworkers, the support staff, and especially the customers we serve. There's great satisfaction received with what we do. Above blank company, however, is faith and country. I strive to serve God and stand up for the United States of America. For years now, both have been under attack. The past 18 months has really exposed this to millions of people around the world. I am refusing to shamefully and foolishly cover my face. This is a symbolic act that manipulates, divides, and exposes how easily we can be controlled. We are being directed by communists. Our country is being torn apart, and we are allowing it to take place. This is a very difficult decision for me as a person. It is not me, however, that is my focus. I am thinking of and carrying in my heart love for my grandchildren, my children, and all the humanity in our country. Please, please, please come together, people, and stop allowing the few to control the masses. We have lost sight that this country is we the people. The hope for me is that my small sacrifice will have a longer-term positive effect for all of us. I do not want to leave blank company. I just sincerely want to stand up for the well-being of all humankind. Blessings to all, Walt. That's how Walt responded. Wasn't angry, wasn't bitter. It was a very positive thing to say. But he stood firmly for the concept of liberty, friends. And he made note that our country is being torn apart. And it is. This is why we have to stand together. The story about the Newburgh School District, school board, going in a different direction, standing up for anti-racist ideas like teaching critical race theory, or this new act, which bans certain perceived displays, but not others. We have to stand with them. So how are you going to react? I'm going to ask this question again. Maybe you're being faced with this very issue right now. And I want you to, if you are being faced with that, tell us. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'd love to hear from you. If you're on your way to work, or if you've thought about this based on our conversation yesterday or previous conversations, and based on what you've just heard, tell me how you intend to react. Walt is sacrificing his job to stand up for liberty. How about you? Now, if you've worked for a long time for a company and you have a lot invested there, maybe you are a supervisor. Maybe you've got a great retirement. Is this worth standing up, losing that for doing something else? Love to get your perspective. Maybe you're an employer yourself. What are you going to do if Kate imposes new restrictions to government bureaucrats on you because you don't make your employees wear a mask or get vaccinated? Back in a moment at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. We'll get right to the phones. We'll go to our first caller. Caller, good morning. What do you have to say to this? Welcome.
Yeah, I was listening to you.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is John.
Hi, John. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, I was listening to your show and very concerned about the previous segment there about people forced vaccinations to continue working. So I work for a large state agency and just waiting for the hammer to drop by our governor to wait and see if she's going to start trying to force mandate state workers to get vaccinated. I don't feel as though that we should have to get forced vaccinated. They go around, the leftists, the Marxists, and all the commies out there go around talking about how we should, it's my body, my choice when it comes time for abortion, but why is that not okay for vaccinations?
Well, that's a great point, and it's hard to argue, so let me ask you this question. You're expecting this. I mean, is that kind of what you're hearing? And what's the union's position on it? Do you know?
Haven't heard that yet. And you know how our governor loves to just follow what California and Washington do. And the California governor had already come out to say he's going to start forcing vaccinations on state workers there. So I'm sure it's just a matter of time before she decides to once again lock down the population and try to force vaccinate the state workers.
So what are you going to do? How long have you been at the state? Are you going to comply, or what will you do?
been there almost 18 years, and I don't plan on complying. And I've already spoken to a few other people that are in the same boat. And worst comes to worst, I would have to stick to my laurels, and I would have to just leave.
Well, I got to tell you something, John. I'm deeply proud of you, and I mean that, because you're standing for what you believe. And I mean, it's,
I wish a lot more people 18. Would do that.
Yes, so do I. I mean, it's not an easy thing, but the good thing is, John, is you won't have any trouble finding another job.
No, I don't think so. And then on the other hand,
you won't.
It's just wondering about, with all the stuff going on with the schools and everything and trying to push the communist agenda, at what point in time are they going to start burning books again? That kind of stuff to push their liberal communist agenda.
I don't think we're far from that, to be honest with you. I think that's coming soon. I hate to say that, John, but I think it is coming soon. Hey, John, got to let you go. Thank you so much for calling. I deeply appreciate it. I'm so proud of you for taking a stand. There you go, friends. There's a guy who works for a state agency, 18 years. If this edict from Kate Brown comes down about mandatory vaccination, he's gone. And, you know, I think this is important. And before I get to Art and Pastor Jim Moore, I want you guys just hang on, because I'm going to get to you in a second here. But, folks, it's important that you tell your employer now what you're going to do if they do this. They need to know that so that they can speak up ahead of time. It's really important. These employers need to be thinking this stuff through. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff. I'd be curious to hear from John about the masks also. I mean, I've already stated that there's no way in heck they're going to force me to take the vaccine. However, I can state that the signs are going back up that you must wear a mask to enter at least certain state locations again. And so, you know, I am definitely drawing the line on the vaccines. However, you know, I'm worried about the legal repercussions because I signed an agreement that I would, you know, feed the vending machines and go in there, and now they have the mask mandate again, and so I'm going to have to wear the masks where they had said you didn't have to anymore. But now, of course, you know, all this other stuff has come up, so they're putting the mask mandate also. Knowing you're an employee, you could walk away and say, well, I'm not going to work there. However, when you've signed an agreement like I have, what would be the legal repercussions to me, Jeff? And what would they do to me? Obviously, I have a license. They can revoke my license. The state could through the Commission for the Blind. And so it's truly a dilemma. And yeah, there's a lot of jobs out there right now, and I'm 65 years old, and, you know, I can do certain jobs. Of course, I got my sighted wife who drives me around and does all that kind of stuff, so it's a perfect scenario for me in the vending business. However, you know, in other jobs, it would be a little more difficult, if you know what I mean. So, I would be interested to hear what John, he's drawing the line with the vaccine, but are the state, all of the state locations, because I don't go into all the state buildings, are they requiring the masks again and stuff? So that's my statement on that, Jeff. It's, you know, there's no definite easy matters, but I certainly don't want litigation against me because I can't afford to hire a lawyer right now and defend myself, because I did sign that operating agreement, like I said, to service these locations on the state level. Now, the county hasn't done anything about insisting that you wear the masks again, and I'll be interested to see what occurs over the next several weeks concerning that.
All right. Thanks. That's fair questions to ask and considerations. Because if you've signed documents, you know, then you may face that eventuality. Thanks, Art. We'll move on to Pastor
Jeff.
Jim Moore. Pastor Jim Moore, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Jeff. Good to be on the program again. So I've been speaking to some of my close friends and family members recently about these issues. I feel like the handwriting is on the wall. The whole thing reminds me of Martin Niemöller, who in Germany was a Lutheran pastor and is famous for quoting the saying that, you know, first I came for the Jews, but I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. In other words, I didn't see any adverse repercussion in my own life, so I kept silent. But then they came for this group and this group, and it narrows down to finally they came for me, and there was no one to speak for me. And I feel like sometimes, you know, people ask the question, is this the hill you're willing to die on? And I'm telling them, yeah, it is. And not because of the vaccine per se, but because of freedom. And, you know, I think we need to get a little bit broader. Look, everybody is going to suffer some kind of consequence if this thing is allowed to go on. And thank God we've got people in high positions that are finding their voice, and they're saying, this is not conspiracy. This is happening right in front of your eyes. And people really need to be informed. They need to get news outlets that are speaking the truth. And then they need to gauge, is the freedom that I'm fighting for worth the loss of my finances, the loss of friends? I mean, you have to look at the bigger picture and understand this is not a joke. It was difficult for the people in Hitler's day to realize or to see out into the future that the consequences of the way things were moving, I mean, Jeff, a whole nation fell into this trap. A whole nation. These were, you know, most of Nazi Germany, well, before it was Nazi Germany, most of Germany was religious. These were people that believed in God and believed in morality, and they simply turned a blind eye, refused to believe what was happening. And part of that was because they were afraid of the consequences of their coming against the system. So as for me, said all that to say, I will not comply. I will not bow to this. I will not, because I believe if we continue to be okay with it in the name of health and safety or whatever new reason they come up with, eventually this will take over everything.
Fair enough, Pastor. I mean, I think this is where we are rapidly getting to. These people were willing to accept this for a time, because not knowing how this whole thing was going to play out, what this particular virus is, and now that we know a lot more about it,
yes,
I think we're willing to stand up and say, nah, not anymore. And I think, just like with Walt, this is the hill to die on, like with John. Thanks, Pastor. It's great to hear
your
voice.
Welcome.
Appreciate your perspective today.
Yep.
That's Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer, folks. Freddie writes me a message about, what about the illegals spreading this virus? Thought out this country. Why aren't throughout this country? Why aren't Americans calling out Biden and these governors for allowing in our states and our cities? They're causing the situation. The fault lies at their feet. Back in a moment with more at 6:48. Don't go away.
Come on and sing my song. All night long, yes, all night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Just before I go to Pat, a couple of quick things here. First off, got a text from Jeff. He says, what if we all wore a tin hat while wearing a mask? And explained how they are both just silly forms of protection. We could proclaim Wear a Tin Hat Day. It's a great idea. What an opportunity. I mean, you know, who wants to walk around with a tin hat, but who wants to walk around with a mask? Also, Eileen says, I have misstated Florida's outbreak. And she cites to me, she said, I need to correct it. The New York Times article, Florida, here's the headline, may face its worst wave ever as the Delta variant spreads. The state is about a month away from its peak, according to an epidemiologist who tracks the virus there. May. How speculative that is. I'm not correcting anything, Eileen. In fact, there's lots of other stories of actual data showing that other states are surging ahead of Florida. Don't take speculation. And that's what this is. It says it may happen. Pfeiffer Roofing, by the way, is one of our great sponsors, and I need to get this in. They have this new product called RoofMax that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. And it can fix your roof problem, potentially. If you have an asphalt shingle roof, they spray this soybean-based product, very environmentally friendly. They spray it on the roof, and it literally absorbs into those asphalt shingles and rejuvenates them, and at a fraction of the cost. They've got a great video on it. Comes with a 5-year guarantee. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. They've been in business in the Salem area since 1978. PfeifferRoofing.com. Give them a call for a free estimate, 503-647-4725. 647-4725. All right, we got the phones are lined up. Everybody hang on. Let's go to Pat. Pat, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning. I am not employed, but if I were, I would say I would go along with everybody else, and I do agree with what the pastor just said a while ago. But I have a question, a quick question. Has Kate Brown closed the nursing homes?
Not to my knowledge. I have not heard that.
Okay. I had somebody who was visiting a nursing home in Dallas, and the nurse came in and told her she was going to have to leave, and she thought, well, it was just a personal thing. It said, well, I'll just wait in the hall. And the nurse said, no, you have to leave. You have to leave the premises, all the visitors. And she said, why? And she said, well, Kate Brown's closed us again. And in the meantime, she went ahead and left, thinking that was what was going on. And I haven't heard anything about it being closed. And I have a friend who works in an Albany nursing home, and theirs is not closed. So I'm just curious, is it really or not?
Interesting. Yeah, no, I haven't heard that either. If anybody has knowledge of that, would you send me an email or give me a call? Thank you, Pat. Good question to ask. We'll see what Kate Brown does here. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome. Hey, good morning.
Was that for Glenn?
Yeah, it is. And is this okay. Dwayne?
No, this is Glenn.
Glenn, I'm sorry, Glenn. You're scratchy. What do you have to say today, friend?
Yes, I wanted to go with very quickly. There was only one really new creation since the original creation. That was the new birth. And I think there is now a new God of this world, new creation. The parasites in a Petri dish was a new creation to try to prove to the world that the human man can create his own creation, his own world. And what we got was COVID. out of a nice nice petri dish out of Wuhan, China, with the WHO, NIH, Mr. Gates, and Mr. Warren Buffett, who is also in the Gates Foundation, so they could make money on masks, on vaccines. But they did give us a new creation, and look what we're living with. This is the most evil thing I think we've ever seen in this world. Hitler, none of the great leaders of this world ever had it this good, with this much money and scientific research to be able to create a new creation, a parasite. But the Lord is going to take this parasite, and when men die, they become basically wormwood. And the birds come in, and they eat the parasites of the body. And they're going to have a lot of COVID to deal with. This is a
You're
very
right.
evil
Thank
thing.
You,
That's
Glenn.
Exactly what this was.
Yeah, I mean, this is from a spiritual perspective. Yeah, right on the money. Yeah. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. Before we go to Rich, Corby writes, great going for Walt. What a wonderful stand-up, respectable person. If we don't know who he works for, how do we choose not to do business with them? I would choose not to do business with any company that uses that delivery company. We all should be doing the same. We're in the most important war that this country has ever seen, and why aren't we treating it as such? It's pretty clear who the enemies are. We are spitting in the faces of the veterans by not fighting back. Okay, fair point. So, Walt, I know you're listening. In the next couple of minutes, if you want to send me a text message and let me know if you think it's okay that I mention the name of the company. Okay? So, Walt, do that quickly because I know you're listening. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning, brother. What do you say today?
Two things. One, I may be mistaken, but I think the variant D was first found on the southern border. So we close the Canadian border, but we can't close the southern border. Isn't that strange? Second thing is, you hit it right on the head when you're talking about all these words they use on us, like might and may. Look at how they shut down the businesses in Detroit Lake because the Corps of Engineers said, well, we're going to lower it a little bit more because the dam might or may not be able to survive an earthquake. But yet they spent millions of dollars 6 or 7 years ago supposedly reinforcing it. It's all this might and may. Well, I got news for the Corps of Engineers. That dam might or may not survive if a plane crashes into it. But it
yeah,
seems
you're
like
right
nobody
about
wants,
that.
Nobody wants to challenge that word might or may not.
That's right. And you all those are buzzwords. Thank you, Rich. Before I go to Gail, Walt did said I could share the name. Folks, the company that Walt was working for is FedEx. And if you choose who you do business with, how you get your shipping, and you should let FedEx know. So there you go. Just quickly, Righteous Renovations. If you're looking for a contractor you can trust, go to righteousrenovations.com. That's Eric Azer. Check out everything they can do to make your life better and how you can have confidence in a great contractor. RighteousRenovations.com. Gail, you got about a minute. Go.
On the Oregon audit, you sent me a name of Sam. So if Sam is listening, could she please respond to my email or your email because I'm trying to connect her with the person who would love to have her help.
Thank you, Gail. Sam, if you're listening, please respond to Gail's email response to you. Folks, thank you to each and every one of you for joining us today. I'm deeply grateful you take a little time, and thank you for participating. Be encouraged. Keep praying. Keep fighting. Standing up.